Yeah. All right, so both say, let's get started. So we have a beautiful piece by the Rebbe. We're going to do Chanukah, Mirat Hashem, next week. But I want to begin tonight a little bit with a really beautiful piece, Parshas Vayishev, from the Rebbe. So remember, again, the section that we're focusing on over here is Yosef HaTzadik is sold down to Mitzrayim, right? And ultimately, again, he is quickly sold to Potiphar, one of the head chamberlains of Paro, and he quickly assumes a leadership position in the home of Potiphar. So the Torah tells us in a dramatic way how he... Shmuel Silver. Welcome. So the Torah tells us how Yosef HaTzadik very quickly becomes prominent in the home of Potiphar, to the point that he's in charge of mamish, anything and everything, and things become a bit complicated with Potiphar's wife, right? Potiphar's wife, putting it mildly, right? Potiphar's wife tries to seduce Yosef over and over and over again, and Yosef remains strong. Yosef is able to rebuff all of the advances. So the Torah says, we're picking up in Pasuk Ches on top, Vayimaim, Vayomer al Ishes Adonav, Hin Adoni lo yada iti ma babayis, V'chol asher yesh lo nasan biyadi. Einenu gadol babayis hazeh mimeni, V'lo chashach mimenu mu'uma, Kim osach basher at ishto, V'eich e'aseh hara hagdol hazos, V'chatasi leilokim. So here we go ahead, and Yosef says to Ishes Potiphar, how can I sin with you? My master has given me everything. My master has given me access to everything. My master has given me incredible opportunities. And the one thing that is his, is you. And so how could I go ahead and sin against my master? And of course, anytime you see this Lashon of Adoni, my master, so the Sfarim bring down that it's always there's a dual reference. There's a reference to Potiphar, and there's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yosef HaTzadik is able to go ahead and overcome this incredible desire, this incredible want, this incredible urge. Now understand that for Yosef, the desire to sin with the wife of Potiphar had a certain duality to it. There was the basic desire, you know, for sexuality. There was the basic desire, ultimately, again, to satisfy his carnal desires, wants, and urges. But there was something different. Yosef HaTzadik was alone in this world. As far as he was concerned, he had no family. He had no connections. He had no one. You know, what physical intimacy provides is literally a physical connection to another human being. So for Yosef, this was not just about resisting temptation. For Yosef, he was being given the opportunity to have a connection that everyone else in life had denied him. His family rejected him. His brothers rejected him. For all he knew, his father rejected him. His mother was already gone. And so for Yosef to stand up to this desire and to refuse to cave, to give in to the advances of the wife of Potiphar, was a Herculean spiritual accomplishment. So if you look what the Rebbe says, if you go down to the bottom, Vayimain. So if you notice, by the way, I'll just show you something interesting. If you look, before we go down to the Rebbe, if you look at the Pasuk, so on the top, Pasuk Ches, it's just Vayimain. If you notice, there's a little squiggly line on top of that. That's called the Shalshelis. So the way we learn that is Vayimain three times. Wherever you see a shalshelis, that three pitch note, ultimately, again, the commentaries point out, it represents indecision. The note itself is a zigzag. It's back and forth, back and forth. Where else do we find this note? We find this note by Lot, when Lot is being commanded by the angels to take leave of stone. So the Torah says, Vayismama, he delayed. Why does he delay? Because on one hand, the angels are telling him, we're going to destroy stone. On the other hand, stone is the home that he has known. It's the life that he's built himself for himself. His children are not following him out of stone. And so there's this incredible indecision. Do I stay or do I go? For Yosef, don't think for a moment that this wasn't a challenge. And don't think for a moment every single day that he didn't have to summon up all of the power inside of himself to resist the temptation and the advances of, I'm sure, a very beautiful and powerful woman. And lest you think that it wasn't difficult, Vayimain, there's the shalshelas. There's the zigzag. There's the back and forth. Some days he was sure he was going to sin. Some days he was resolute in his desire not to. And there was constant back and forth, constant peaks and valleys, constant ups and downs, constant test of his resolve. So Rabbi Nachman says something amazing. Get ready for this, Rabbi Osei. So down by the bottom part where it says, Lukutei Halachas, the right hand column. And I will say this is a very dramatic piece. The Rebbe writes, Vayimaim, Achshav Benakel Yosra La'amo Benisan. So also we know the bottom line, the conclusion of the story is that Yosef stands up to the temptation. Right? At the end of the day. Oh, you have them. Okay. At the end, hi Azriel, Shalom Aleichem. At the end of the day, Yosef stands up to temptation. Yosef is able to refuse. Now again, we know that his refusal of the wife of Potiphar, rebuffing her advances, cost him a lot. Right? It landed him in jail for a number of years. It lost him his rank, his privileges in Egypt. Granted, again, it was what we call an aliyah letzarech yirida. Also, I should say a yirida letzarech aliyah. He went down in order to ultimately come back up. He emerges from the prisons of Egypt and becomes the viceroy, much more powerful. But it was an incredibly turbulent time. Yosef overcame this nisayon. He was able to resist temptation and was able to get through this incredibly, ridiculously difficult test. Says Rabbi Nachman something amazing. As a result, Achshav binakel yosra la'amo b'nisayon. We have an easier time standing up to our temptations and passing our tests in life. Why? Ki harishonim sha'amdu b'nisayon kvar shavru kol kach kli b'hazos Sheltai Vazu. So the Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says that because previous generations were able to withstand temptation and were able to go ahead and weather these incredibly difficult tests, and they were able to come through them with success and with their spirituality intact, it makes it easier for us to rise to those same challenges. It makes it easier for us to weather and to be successful in those same circumstances. The Rebbe goes on, he says, I'll translate for the words for you literally, Ki harishon shamdu b'nisayon, the earlier generations who were able to be successful and stood up in these tests, kevar shavru kol kach klipa zo shel tai vazu. They literally again shattered the klipa, which is the shell of these particular desires. Ad sha'achshav b'kal yicholim la'amo b'nisayon, until to this very day, it's easier for us to go ahead and rise up to these challenges, pass these particular life tests. Va'filu ish pashut legamrei yochol achshav la'amo b'nisayon. And even a simple person today has the ability to be successful and to stand up for his spiritual tenets, ideas, and ideals when they are put to the test. So we'll say, the Rebbe is advancing a very enigmatic idea, which is because Yosef was successful in maintaining his morality when he was tempted with the opportunity for immorality, that gives us the strength to be able to do the same. We have the ability to stand up to temptation because Yosef stood up to temptation. Every single time a previous generation stands up to temptation and emerges from that particular nisayon successfully, it's almost as if they build up the spiritual resiliency of their future descendants. Unless I give you like the mashlamad avadome. It's how do you build your immune system? I don't know if anyone was following this incredible story in the news about this this young evangelical missionary. Yeah, yeah. Who decided that he wanted to spread the gospel to this remote island, right off the Indian Ocean, right? Where again, the government says you're not allowed to go there because these people are hostile. I guess in some chenalanes, he went there, and I think Nebuch they killed him. I think they killed him. They're trying to retrieve, like, it's a whole diplomatic issue. They have to retrieve the body. So it was amazing. They were talking about the idea that I don't remember all the details. Maybe someone could fill in the details. They had taken some of the inhabitants of this island to like some other mainland, and they died off very quickly because their immune systems were totally not built up because they've been living for, I guess, who many knows how many years on this island, a relatively few number of people, never been exposed. The only way you build up your immune system is if you're exposed to disease. Sometimes you get it, your body overcomes it, your body battles it, and ultimately, again, you develop the antibodies for it. I don't know if I'm using the right medical jargon, but okay, you'll be machal me, right? So what the Rebbe is saying is the same thing applies in the realm of spirituality. You see, we know this for ourselves. when I have to undergo a particular test in life, I have a particular temptation. So we all have our weaknesses in life. I have a particular weakness. When I demonstrate strength in the face of that weakness or in the face of temptation, that builds up spiritual antibodies for me to the point that the next time I'm tempted, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy to go ahead and overcome those temptations, but at least again, my spiritual immune system is a little bit stronger. So we all know that on a personal level. What the Rebbe is introducing to us is this idea that when earlier generations were tempted, but stood up to the nisayon, stood up to the temptation, and weathered that spiritual storm, not only did they become stronger, but they made kivyachol the spiritual DNA of the Jewish people stronger as a result. So says the Rebbe, if I am tempted with immorality, if I'm tempted with it, if I have a temptation to do something immoral, and I find the inner strength and the inner courage to rise up and to resist that temptation, where does that strength come from? So the Rebbe posits, you know where it comes from? It comes from Yosef HaTzadik. It comes from Yosef. Yosef was the first one we have recorded who was tempted with immorality, stood up to that temptation, weathered the storm at a great personal expense. Remember again, it would have been so much easier for Yosef to succumb to Avshes Potiphar, right? That would have been the easiest thing. She would have kept it discreet. He would have kept it discreet. I'm sure it would have advanced his personal agenda within the Egyptian ranks of society much more. But he chose not to. He chose not to. He chose to remain and maintain his fidelity and allegiance to his Abrahamic values, despite suffering collateral loss as a result. That strength, Rabosai, not only strengthened Yosef, it strengthened us as well. It strengthened the spiritual DNA, it strengthened the spiritual immune system of Klal Yisrael. So that to this very day, when we are tempted by immorality, which often we are day in and day out, when I find within myself the strength to be able to resist that temptation, yes, part of it is me, but there's a good part of my spiritual DNA that comes from my ancestors, that strength comes from Yosef HaTzadik. Incredible idea. That strength comes from Yosef HaTzadik. And the Rebbe goes on, Alkin Amr Rebbe, Sinis Chorin Lebracha. Here the Rebbe quotes the Medrash and the Seichel Tov, which I actually quoted in its entirety. If you take a look, let's actually read the Medrash inside. So the Rebbe says, Amr Rebbe Yochanan, Tokfo Shal Yosef, An Visanuso Shal Boaz, Tokfo Shal Boaz, An Visanuso Shal Palti Ben Laish. Now watch this. Tokfo Shal Yosef, the strength of it, what was the strength of Yosef? Tichsiv, Vayavo Yosef Habaisa Lasos Melachto. So let's remember again, fast forward a little bit in the parish of the Torah, says, one day Yosef came home, came to the house of Potiphar to do his work. So the Gemara quotes an opinion that day Yosef had decided, you know what? I can't fight temptation anymore. I can't do it. I'm going to give in to my desires. And he came to the house that day to sin with the wife of Potiphar. But what happens? Last minute, through a confluence of different events, Yosef was able to summon up the strength and resisted the temptation to sin. As a result of that, Anvisanuso Shal Boaz, Shinaase Bisar Karash. So listen to this. Fast forward a little bit in Jewish history. There's another man by the name of Boaz. Remember the story of Megillas Rus? A very, very, very strange story in Megillas Rus. Which is, Rus decides to come to Boaz and say, by the way, I'm related to you, you should marry me. What does she do? Boaz is sleeping in his granary. By the way, why is Boaz sleeping in his granary? You know, so the Malbim points out that there was rampant thievery, there was rampant theft during the times of Boaz. He used to sleep in his granary to ensure people wouldn't rob him. So he's sleeping in his granary, what happens? What does he find? There's a beautiful young woman sleeping by his feet. She takes off his shoes, and she essentially says to him, I am yours. I am yours. In that moment, he could have done whatever he wanted with that young woman. He could have done whatever he wanted. And the truth is, no one was around. No one would have known. Where does a Boaz get the strength to resist temptation? So the Medrash understands the strength of Boaz. Davi, I feel terrible. This is the second shir today that Mamish, I is standing in the back. Mamish, here, there's this sitter over here. Hey, where does Boaz get this incredible strength from? So the Medrash understands that his strength comes from Yosef. Yosef stood up and did not go ahead and commit an immoral act with Eshes Potiphar. That strength transferred down in the spiritual DNA to Boaz. And even though he had the opportunity to go ahead and do something immoral, he actively chose not to. The Medrash goes on. And Boaz, Tokfo Shabbos, and Visanusul Shal Palti Ben Laish. Who's Palti Ben Laish? So I will say, remember again, when David HaMelech was married to a young woman by the name of Michal. Michal was Shaul's daughter. When David runs away, remembering again, why does David run away from home? Because Shaul's ready to kill him, right? So David runs away for his life. His wife Michal covers for him. Shaul is blinded by his rage against David. What does he do? He gives Michal to another man as a wife. There's only one problem, which is she's married to David HaMelech. So, interesting enough, Shaul married his daughter off, Michal off, to a man by the name of Palti Ben Laish. Now, Palti Ben Laish was a very, very, very pious man. So, on one hand, the king says, marry my daughter. You can't really say no to that. On the other hand, he cannot live with this woman because she's a married woman. So, the Medrash says, what did he do? Last line of the Medrash, Shena'at Scherev Beino Ubein Michal Bashaul. He placed the sword in the middle of the bed. Between him and between Michal. Amar kala osik bedavar zeh, yidaka becherah zeh. Whoever engages in this thing being a reference to intimate relations, whoever engages in intimacy will be stabbed by the sword. In other words, that sword was the reminder that as difficult as it was, Michal was off limits to him. Although Shaul said, this is your wife, he recognized that it was impossible for her to be his wife because she was David's wife. Where did Palti Ben Laish get the strength to do this? So the Medrash understands that his strength came from who? Came from Boaz. So Boaz, you hear this incredible, this is like a mind, Yona, you have to start putting caffeine in the chalent, I think. Some pills or something in the chalent. Hey, don't say, you're falling off your chair after stuff like this. Right? Meaning, this is amazing. You hear what the Medrash is saying? I'm sorry? This is with Mamish. All right, I gotta bring my A game next week. Okay, fine, I'm a Kabbalah the Musser. So listen to this. So you understand what's happening over here? So the Medrash is saying because Yosef was strong and stood up to desire, that strength gave Boaz the strength to stand up to his desires. And because Boaz exhibited the strength to stand up to his desires, Palti Ben Laish found the strength to go ahead and stand up to his desires. In other words, what the Rebbe is saying over here, what the Medrash is saying, we'll say, go back to the Likutei Halachos, left-hand paragraph. Ki tokef hanison shel Yosef HaTzadik, hayodavar kalu poshet etzal Boaz, shel Acharav. Now the Rebbe takes this a step further. The Rebbe says, and here's what's amazing. The Rebbe says, so the Medrash, so what we're learning so far, is that when Yosef overcame the desire to sin, it's not just the pshat that he created additional spiritual strength for himself, he fundamentally changed the nature of Jewish DNA. He endowed Jewish DNA with a greater moral strength, with a greater moral clarity, so that Yosef standing up to Nisayon gave Boaz the opportunity to stand up to Nisayon. Boaz standing up to Nisayon gave Palti Ben Laish the ability to stand up to Nisayon. But the Rebbe takes it a step further. What for Yosef was an overwhelming challenge, for Boaz was not as challenging. And what for Boaz was not as challenging, for Palti Ben Laish was even easier. In other words, Boaz was already able to stand up to the ability, to the temptation of immorality with a stronger, more enhanced spiritual DNA as a result of the strength, the moral strength of Yosef. And Palti Ben Laish was able to stand up to the temptation of immorality with even more enhanced DNA as a result of the strength of Yosef and Boaz. And every single subsequent generation that we stand up to our nisyonos, the DNA becomes stronger, and therefore every subsequent generation, according to the Rebbe, has an easier time standing up to its nisyonos, to its temptations, because the DNA, the strength in the DNA, is more amplified, is more intense. So the Rebbe goes on, V'chin tokaf anisyon shaboaz, hayakalu pashat etzal palti, ki kol misha haya acharon, yoser hanisyon kal etzlo. So the Rebbe says, At the end of the day, the further along in the generations you are, the stronger your spiritual DNA is. And the stronger your spiritual DNA, the easier it is to stand up to temptation. And then the Rebbe ends off with something amazing. The Alkein, this is amazing. Achshav benakel la'amod binisayon. Afilu ish pashet legamrei kiniskalel. Therefore the Rebbe says, it's much easier for us today. It's very easy today to stand up to nisyonos. It's very easy for us to stand up to temptation because Baruch Hashem, we have such strong spiritual DNA. So I'll say, so what does this mean? It's much easier. I mean, thank you, Rabbi Nachman, for telling me it's much easier to stand up to I must have missed the memo that it's easier to stand up to temptation because it does not feel easy to stand up to temptation. I will say, he had something from Rebbe's perspective as well. You know, Rabbi Nachman says, I will say, do you know what the Rebbe said were the two things that he struggled with most in life?
Depression.
Right? So depression was one of them. Tivus. What tivus did he struggle with most, I will say? Women and food. What it, so first of all, I think the Rebbe's struggle with women and food were probably different than the way we might struggle with women and food. But it's incredibly affirming because what the Rebbe is saying is, you could be a tzaddik, but a man is a man. A human being is a human being. And there are certain innate desires and certain innate challenges that we face as human beings. And those challenges are there whether you're a great tzaddik or a Rebbe, or you're just a pashat yid. What the Rebbe is trying to highlight to us, Rebbe Osei, is no matter what the challenge, we have the internal tools, the inner tools, to be able to be successful. How do I know that? Because Rebbe Osei, here's what I know. Whatever challenge I face today, I could say with 1,000% certainty that what? That what? That someone before me has faced it and has been successful. And if someone before me has faced it and been successful, that means their success is part of the fabric of my spiritual DNA. Their success is inside of me. If their success is inside of me, that means that I have the ability to be successful in my nisyonos as well. And that, says Rebbe, is what the Medrash is teaching us. Yosef's strength was passed down to Boaz. Boaz's strength was passed down to Palti ben Laish. And Rebbe say, how many generations did Palti ben Laish in us? And how many generations? In each of those generations, there were people who attempted with all kinds of things. Yes, sometimes they fail. Sometimes they fail. Sometimes they cave. Sometimes they give in to their temptations. But many times they don't. And therefore, we have inside of us, thousands of years of built up spiritual resiliency. Thousands of years of built up spiritual DNA. Thousands of years of people who stood up to Nisyonos. All of that strength is inside of us. The Rebbe is not saying it's easy. The Rebbe is not saying, oh, we can stand up to any. The Rebbe said we have Nisyonos. We have challenges each and every day. And I will say, especially in the realm of morality / immorality, we are bombarded each and every day with this particular challenge. And sometimes we say to ourselves, you know what, impossible for me to achieve a level of purity in what appears to be sometimes such a decadent society and such a decadent world. No matter how much I try to bolster myself, to guard myself, it's so difficult. But the Rebbe says, don't give up. Don't think that you cannot be successful, because we have all the tools we need to be successful. All the tools we need are inside of us. Those are the tools of thousands of years, multiple generations of people who were tested, people who were tempted, stood up to temptation. Their successes, their resiliency has built up our spiritual immune system and has given us the ability to stand up to our nisyonos. So the Rebbe says, when you are tempted, like we all are each and every day in different ways, and you think that you can't do it, and you think that, you know what, I can't stand up to this temptation, just remember Yosef, Boaz, Palti ben Laish. Just remember again, I have all of those people, and many, many, many more, as part of the code of my spiritual DNA. Their strength is inside of me. They stood strong, they stood firm, they stood up and did not cave to temptation. We have the ability to do so as well. And I will say, I'll just add in one more thing, and with this I'll end. This is one more important piece, which is that when we are tempted, when we find ourselves at the doorway or the entrance of temptation, and we find a way to be strong and not cave, not only do we build ourselves up, but we build up our children and we build up future generations. Because just like we are the beneficiary of Yosef, Boaz, Palti ben Laish, our children, our offspring, our mishpachos, our future generations will be the beneficiaries of our koach, of our strength, if we find the ability to resist temptation, if we find the ability not to cave to the immorality of life, not only do we become stronger, but we make our descendants from multiple generations stronger as well.
So, how come Yosef's not here now?
Why doesn't Yosef have a place?